All right, guys, welcome back to week 18 of Swan Song. Going into the last half here of the show, last portion of the show, rather. Steven or Adam, whoever's the DM here, what's going on? Did you guys notice, by the way, I got your cameras mixed up
at the start?
Yeah, okay, good.
Well, doubled up.
I totally doubled like... Steven for some reason and put him in place of Adam.
Well, yeah.
So I need to be Steven now? All right, well, so you see some kind of weird creature with, like, boobs, I guess?
I guess gross. Some I want to grab them. Yes, and then yeah.
Okay, they barf on you, but it's blood.
Yes,
blood barf. And then you
do I catch a disease?
Yeah, of course.
Come on. Oh yeah, good. Yeah,
one d20 diseases.
All right. Yes, I rolled a 17.
So Higgs, you're about to be in a prison fight. What do you want to do in this situation? Like, not just related. Like, there's a moment of like. Clarity for Higgs where you're like yeah, fuck it, fuck you, and the guy like rears back for the headbutt. What is Higgs thinking when that happens?
What is behind me? More people?
There's just people around. You're just kind of standing in the middle of the room.
So I have tactics. If I made tactics, would I be able to get out of the way better and push him over into someone else as if he's striking them?
Yeah, it wouldn't be tactics so much as it would be like unarmed combat. Yeah.
Well, okay. Here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Can I make a tactics roll to to see what the most successful thing to do here would be?
Sure. You want to have your Sherlock Holmes moment where everything slows down and you're like, okay. All right. make your tactics roll.
8.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I mean, you're on the right track. Like the best possible thing here would be to have the toughest guy in the room, which is this guy, end up pissing off the second toughest guy in the room, who's not that far behind you, and get them to fight, and then just let that happen, and then you can slink away. Now, as that realization comes to you, you realize the first part of the plan is going to be not getting your teeth smashed in by this guy's face.
Gotcha.
So you can make your a unarmed combat roll to get out of the way. You can have a +1. You can basically help yourself with this tactics roll.
Wait, I think I actually spent.
I think you did.
To what is this under?
Combat
unarmed.
Combat
unarmed. Fuck yeah, I'm a 0.
Yeah.
10 episodes ago, I knew this was gonna.
You knew someday you would get in a prison fight.
Yeah,
with the scary gangster.
What is this based off of? Strength or
both it can be 0. Strength or Dex, whichever you prefer.
Everything's 0, so I think it's 0. Just a flat.
Okay, so you just roll 2d6, add 1 for your tactics.
Yeah. Add 1 for tactics. Okay.
Yep.
Not Wait. 2. There we go.
Oh.
Holy shit. Okay. So basically,
what?
Because somehow Higgs, your secret is out that you're like. Martial arts master, or maybe only in prison fights. I'm gonna turn the scene over to you. Whatever you want to have happen in this room, Higgs is in charge. You're the puppet master, man. What happens?
Can you describe the guys in front of me going to punch me? The biggest guy's behind me.
You, so he's like lunging to do the headbutt.
Has everyone else? How far away is the guy behind me?
You got a 12, man. He's as close or far as you want him to be.
Okay. Is it stone all the way around?
Yeah, it's just like you're in a little concrete box, except for one wall is like metal bars, and then there's two concrete benches, one of which the guy just got up from to bash you.
Guy's going to headbutt me?
Yeah, he got up. There's a bench right behind him, and then he lunged forward to headbutt you. Yeah.
Okay. I will kind of like slide out of the way to the right, put out my left foot to trip the guy who's going to headbutt. He's going to go and hit the second guy.
Okay.
And then, but he's going to strike him in the head. Probably. I want him to draw blood. I want blood to
be. Sure. Yeah. The other guy's sitting. So the guy would go straight down onto his, like, he'd probably break his nose.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then I'll just do that.
Okay.
And then the second that happens, I'm going to try to break them up.
Okay.
Like to stop the fight and be like, no, come on, we got to be in here for hours. No need to fight.
Okay, and the reason behind that is what? Like, what do you want to get out of that?
Because now that guy owes me something.
The guy that got headbutted? Or
both,
the other?
Both parties owe me something.
All right. Sure, yeah, and that's fine. You have control over the fight you created. You manage to, like, break them up with some help. Like, some of the other guys get into the fight, and... I mean, it only lasts a little while, and like eventually the guards come in and like break everybody up. But afterwards, when the guards are like, "Hey, what's going on? Like, what happened here?" You're the one that's like, "Well, look, officers, like I got in between these guys." So they, even the cops, are like, "Okay, like you broke up this fight. Good job, man. Way to go." Like,
yep.
You know, they obviously don't remember what you did, or these guys don't know.
Right.
Yeah, they're like, "Well, good. That's good. Like you did a good thing." And so as like a reward. They're gonna like transfer you out of the like main room and take you somewhere where you don't have to like be around people who might try to knife you.
Okay. As I'm leaving the room, I want to make sure that I make contact with the two bigger guys, and they like, I go like this or something. They remember my face.
Okay.
If I ever see them some other time.
Okay. Yeah. If you need to round them up again, like just make a note. You can make a culture criminal to try to like find them. It'll be really like really easy on Strophios if you do it before you leave. If you want to do it on another world, like way later in the game, you can. The difficulty will just be higher. Okay. So you can run into these guys again.
Sounds good.
Cool. Okay. So while Higgs is getting taken to his safe place, are you guys on the ship? Are you just waiting for Higgs to get busted out of prison?
Yeah, we made the call.
I mean, like, the sense that we had from that conversation, was it like she's just going to make it happen, yeah, or does she yeah need something from
no
us?
She was
or
just like, okay, we're just going to make it happen.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, like, I guess as soon as the phone call is over, uh-huh, like, I take the floor again and I say, and I'd like to just make sure that we hear from our fifth crew member, sixth crew member, another crew member. Pi, does this course of action suit you?
Which course of action is that, Prosper?
This is a course of action where we have Rajani get Higgs out of prison and return to us safe and sound.
And we're in debt to the Madari Syndicate.
Oh, I believe that they are offering to get Higgs out of prison due to some kind of an arrangement that he has with them before, but there is nothing that comes for free, as they say, so it's likely we will have to do something in the future, yes?
I'm neutral on the matter, but Mr. Sicarian, how do you feel about being in debt to the people that make the drug that you seem to hate so much?
We were already in debt to them. And it, of course, unnerves me, but I've dealt with these people before, and eventually the means for their livelihood will be destroyed, and if they want to fight me on that, he just kind of smiles.
So if it came down to it, you would turn your back on Higgs, the rest of the crew, me, in pursuit of this goal?
No, I do not believe that would be the case.
Okay. Prosper, I'm fine with it. We talked about having Higgs back on the ship.
We did.
Works for me.
It's why I wanted to take this decision. Thank you, Pi. Is there anything else you want to bring up at this 7th annual crew meeting of the Swan Song?
Only that I hope we can get out of here soon.
I hope so, too.
The Two of Wands should be here, and I'm looking very much forward to that meeting.
As am I. End scene.
Okay. So I think that, like, Higgs, you get taken to another cell, like a different holding cell, and you wait there for a few hours, and then you hear the like clattering of the door open, and when it does, there's two cops. There's the sergeant that you saw before, there's Zivchenko. And then there's another cop, and the other cop has, like, a bandage, like, around his head that's kind of, like, bled through a little bit. And that guy leads the way into the room, and as he does, you notice he's putting on, like, brass knuckles. And Ivchenko walks in and, like, closes the door behind him. What do you want to do?
Roll a 12.
So he's walking towards me with brass knuckles?
Yeah, you're in, like, a little, like, solitary confinement, like, room. And the guy's, yeah, like, putting brass knuckles on and, like, walking towards you aggressively.
As he's coming towards me, I just look at him and I kind of, like, look past him. I just kind of shake my head and I roll my shoulders. I'm like, well, at least the cops take care of the shit themselves here and not pay someone to do it. Let's get this over with. And I just kind of like, and just brace.
Okay. All right. Cool. Can you make a physical effect save?
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Thank you.
Let me change this over here. Physical effects is still 16. 7.
Okay.
Can't re-roll that, right?
No. No, just skill checks. You're an expert at many things, and you'd think you'd be an expert at getting beat on by now, but that
yeah,
you'll never,
yeah,
never be able to apply your expertise fully to that. Okay, so very like you black out partway through the beating, you wake up later, and you're in the back of a car. You definitely, like, I don't know if you've ever had your, like, ribs broken before, but if you have, you recognize the feeling. If not, your entire torso is, like, seething pain every time you breathe.
Right.
One of your eyes is, like, swollen shut. You have one hit point.
Okay.
You're sitting in the back of, as your vision sort of starts to clear through the pain, you can see you're in the back of, like a limo, basically.
Right.
There's a guy sitting across from you. There's room in here for like a dozen people. There's just one other guy sitting across from you, and he's wearing like a nice suit. It's like a gray suit, holding a data pad. He's in his like early 30s. Looks like he might be like Indian, and he looks up and he says, "Oh, you're awake. Good." Flipping through, he's like, "They paid a great deal for us to get you out of there. It would be a shame if we had to deliver a body and not a person."
Yeah, well, I'm glad they played a great deal. That, you know, that boosts my ego up.
It was very difficult. A lot of bribery. Killing a police officer. I don't know what planet you're from, but that's not looked kindly upon here.
Well, we call it collateral damage where I'm from.
He nods. I understand. So, you would like to be taken back to your ship, then?
Yeah, that'd be good. You got anything to drink in here? I'm a little parched.
He looks over, and there's like a little like mini fridge there.
Okay, I take out a drink, and okay, swish it around in my mouth, and then just spit out blood.
yeah, totally. Like you put it to your lips, and there's like blood in the glass.
Yeah, I just spit it out.
Yeah, like one of your like back teeth is loose. You can feel it moving when you like swish the booze around.
Okay, I pull it because I
okay
pointed.
He kind of, like, looks at you, and there's this moment of, like, ew. Okay?
When he looks at me, I'm like, it's good luck where I come from if you take
it. He takes out a handkerchief and, like, hands it to you. Like, here, just.
Oh, no, this is for you. This tooth's for you.
Okay, he takes it from you with the handkerchief and, like, folds it over it.
Legends say if you put that under your pillow, you'll get some money for it.
He, like, shakes his head. He's like, "Excuse me, I have to make a phone call." And he, like, gets on his phone.
Okay, I'm going to be spitting up blood over here. Just continue to do that.
All right. So you're taken back to the spaceport, and you guys on the ship, this is sort of, like, near the end of the day. You get a call, like, the ship comms start to ring.
I'm there?
No, you're still in the car.
Yeah, okay.
These
okay
guys. Yeah.
Gotcha. I pick up, "Hello, this is Prosper."
So the voice on the other end is Rajani. She says, "It's done. He's on his way. He's not in great shape. We were lucky we got to him when we did."
"Thank you, Rajani. What seemed to be the trouble?"
It's like a long, awkward silence.
"I mean, serious was it?"
"Oh, well, I'll let him tell you about that. You're going to want to get off planet."
"Yes, well, we have other reasons for wanting to get off planet as well, so we are right in line with you on that. Good. I think that may be all. Rajani, is there any particular service you require?"
"Well, this goes above my pay grade, Prosper. I'm not going to be the one calling the favor in."
"Well, I was using the corporate you." "Yes, I understand. Please do keep in touch."
Okay. So, not too much later, you hear the limo like pull up into the port, Yeah, the door opens. Somebody go to meet Mr. Higgins there. Or do you just let him get on the ship by himself?
No, I'll go.
Okay. All right, so Piana, you're the one that's there to meet him.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, the limo door opens, and Higgs, you see Piani waiting for you.
I immediately start to embellish the wounds a little bit, like a little bit more to hurt to the step, a little bit more wheeze to the breathing. I'm just, did you make me my dinner?
God, you're fucking dumb. Just get in. I know you're not hurt, you little baby.
They knock some sense in. Those cops knock some sense. They knock sense into me like I knock sand into them, Piani. I'm back. Just like walk normal and start walking out of the ship.
All right. I mean, despite Higgs's attempt to like be totally fine, like there's some limping, some staggering, but yeah, you get back onto the ship.
All right, and how long is our drive?
What's that? Oh no, he just drops you off. Like Higgs gets dropped off right outside the ship.
Oh, okay. Well, then before we walk on, I go, Higgs. They touch you?
Two inmates tried, but luckily I'm a skilled hand-to-hand fighter.
You can talk to me about it. It's okay, Higgs. Lots of people, they actually come out of prison and quite enjoy it.
I mean, I'm not going to say I enjoyed it, but I might have had something up my ass when I was blacked out. The last time I did, I was alive, though, and that was kind of weird. You remember Victor? I never told you about this.
I don't think I want to hear anymore. Get off the fucking ship.
He went places.
Yes, I have that in my files.
It's fun. The next time you guys are like traveling between star systems, you're going to find Higgs. He hanged himself because he couldn't survive on the outside. Exactly. Just doesn't know how to work on the outside anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, two hours inside did so much to me.
So do you want to leave? You want to get off the planet?
The hell is going on with Skype? That was so weird. I guess I'd just go around and like ask people what. Like I've been gone for how many days was I gone?
Like not even a full 24 hours.
I feel like I've been gone for a week.
He comes in. What day is it?
Yeah,
it's still Thursday.
Yeah, like no, that's literally how it happens. I walk in. I'm just like, so how long was I in prison? And you're just like 20. I was like, oh, well, I killed like 8 cops. I figured it'd be longer than that. So what's been going on? How's it going? I'm kind of like in pretty good spirits after being out of prison. I'm just asking you guys like what you want to do.
I assume we update Higgs on pretty much all of the developments that have taken place over the last little bit.
I mean, it's only been a few hours, right? So like I think when Wu sees you, because he comes out when he finds out that Higgs is in the suit, so he comes around the corner and he's like, he's in the middle of a sentence like giving you shit, where he's like, oh, Higgs, yeah, you're in prison, I'm sure it was really, and he like sees you and he's just like, whoa, you okay?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I channeled the ancient secrets of your grandfather and gave him the kung fu style.
Oh, fuck you, Higgs.
I'm fine.
He looks at Piani. He looks at you, and he's like, "Is it too late to send him back? I can call the cops right now."
Don't worry about that. I killed 7. They don't want me. Trust me. Trust me on that.
Higgs, for just a brief second, I felt bad for you. Then I remember you're the worst person I know.
Good. That's how I like to be remembered. That, and I killed 7 cops, and only spent 24 hours in jail. And make sure that 7 cops, 24 hours. That's a record where I come from.
All right. So what do you guys want to do now? Like, the Lord McCrary is still on the ship.
Yeah, I go and find her afterwards, I guess. Or does she see me walk in? Like, is she in her own
quarters? Everybody's probably kind of gathered, around the cargo entrance where you came in. So she's in the back, and she sees you. Like, you look like garbage. But she's like... She just surprises anybody, right?
Okay. I approach her and I'm just, oh, it's glad to see you're still alive, ma'am.
Well, I could say the same for you, Mr. Higgins.
Well, if you had
I'm only alive just barely. This hangover is a dickens. But you? What happened to you in there?
They've got some wicked alcohol inside. I'll have to sneak you in one time and you can try it out yourself.
It's like, I will stay as far away from that place as I can. But thank you for exploring it for me anyhow.
Fantastic. I'll let you read the memoirs of Higgs as I'm going to one day write. Which really will just be me telling someone to write it because, let's be honest, I can't write.
Well, I do look forward to it.
Fantastic. Now let's talk about getting paid for saving your life.
She's like, I'm sorry.
Well, we saved your life. I assume there's some money involved in that.
Well, if I remember it correctly, and I think I do, only one of you, and she like looks at Piani, actually did anything to save my life.
Well, I didn't say that I wanted to get paid. Technically, I wasn't even there. I was drinking on the ship, so I don't get the money, but Piani probably deserves something.
So she walks over to you, Piani, and it's like, Miss Pick, I have been meaning to thank you. And I would like to thank you in the best way that me and my people know how, with money. So, if you give me your bank account information, I'll make sure that you are adequately compensated for taking care of me back there.
So, of course, I just have this smile on my face as she says that. And I just hand her my information while I look over at Higgs. And it's just like the big smile.
Well, when you're doing that, I'm just like, yeah, you dumbass, I'm doing it because... Oh, that's fine. You got paid. Who cares? I got money. It's not a big deal.
All right. So she transfers you some money, Piani. You can look at it now if you want to. You can wait. And then
yeah, I better look at it now or I'll forget.
Okay. All right. So she sends you 20,000 credits.
Okay.
And then she says after she finishes that she thanks you again. And she kind of looks at you and she's like, "What an unexpectedly gallant individual you turned out to be. I underestimated you, ma'am." She, like, goes to shake your hand.
I shake it.
She nods.
Feeling pretty like, good. I look at Higgs again.
and she says, "So if y'all don't mind, I would love to get home.
Well,
on account of my living on this planet and, well, you needing to be elsewhere soon, I imagine."
That's probably true. Did we fulfill the contract? I guess you're still alive, but I don't know where your husband's at. Is he still alive?
Well, I'd best get on that if I were you. Money's still out there, and I wouldn't want that Fang gentleman getting to him before you do.
Yeah, Fang's got to get what's coming. Well, I threw sand at that fucker, and he didn't even... I don't know how we're going to deal with him. But that's another question for you not being here, so... Get off my ship.
She's like, with pleasure, and does a little curtsy. And so as she's leaving, she says to you, Higgs, she's like, "Well, whatever happens, I do hope I see you and your crew again. This has been ever so entertaining. Tell Prosper he needs to practice his marksmanship." And she turns and walks off the ship.
"It wasn't me. It was him. He shot you. It was not me."
I'm kind of just like... kind of quite like tilt my head. I don't have any idea what. Prosper, you gotta fix your marksmanship. What'd you do?
Nothing. I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh. All right, Miss McCrary, right. Cut back on the alcohol. Have a good one. Bye. Shut the door.
All right. So yeah. So she's off the ship, and yeah, y'all are there. And Higgs, you look like shit and feel worse. But you're not in prison, so that's good.
That is good.
So, I think Pi says, "So what do we do now?"
Well, Pi, Prosper, you look like you were going to talk.
I would like to know where the Two of Wands is located.
The what?
Yeah, did you share with anybody else that that Caberly's ship is on the way to...
Oh, silly me, I've completely forgot. We're upgrading L'Enfant.
Why are we... How much does that cost? The fuck happened? I was gone less than 24... How much is that going
to
cost?
I didn't even see what Mr. Sakarian was up to.
Yeah, you know, like, quickly I just brief everybody, and I make it clear that this is simply something that my organization is very interested in, and as such, I don't expect it to cost us any beyond, you know, what we've already paid. for their... Yeah.
The second I mean, you like, say it's not going to cost anything, I just tune you out. I just don't.
I mean, like, you know, in the back and forth that I had with the woman that I have the contact with, like, there was never any discussion of, like, price for this service or anything like that, right?
No. It was less like, hey, we're doing you a favor, and more, don't fucking go anywhere, we're doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, yeah. I make every... Like, Piani was already aware because she and I had talked about whether or not we wanted to make this option available. And since L'Enfant is excited about it, Prosper is on board.
I kind of come back to actually caring about what Prosper's saying. How long is this going to take? We got to stay here for how long?
Well, we need to get off planet as quickly as possible so that we can rendezvous with the Two of Wands somewhere in space.
Oh, we got to meet them. Okay.
Yes.
Well, can you handle that? I'd kind of like to, you know, spend
yes,
some time
yes, go that. Lie down.
Fantastic. I'd start hobbling over towards my room if I pass by Sakari, and I'm just like, did you get your stuff handled?
Yes. The doctor says I'm A-okay.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. All right, you folks have a good time. We'll have the 7th annual meet. Why the fuck did you... What is this?
As you walk past the doorway and he kind of goes back, he's got like... He's playing with tendrils in his hand and shit. He's just kind of licking it. He's like, we'll be just fine.
Yeah, I go by the schedule and I'm just like, did y'all have a meeting while I was gone?
Nope.
All right. Well, if you need me for whatever reason, I'll be in my room. I just go to my room.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so you go and pass out. All right, so Prosper and Piani and Mr. Scarion, do you want to leave the... Are you guys going to leave the planet?
Yep. I grab the controls. I go, whoop, and we go, psh.
You go off in space.
I can't really argue with that.
It's not a psh, it's more of a swish or a swoosh.
Yeah.
pretty canon, I think.
Yep.
Definitely. I'm on board.
All right. So where do you want to go? Do you want to just like find a orbital point in space or just go hang out in the Lagrange point?
Yeah, some Lagrange point. Yep, exactly. Okay. You know, we hang out there until we get the ping from the Two of Wands.
Okay. And Higgs, did you want to get in touch with... Does someone want to get in touch with Constantine? Because he's up there somewhere.
Yeah, I guess I'll contact him.
Okay.
I mean, because he didn't talk to anyone else, right?
He just sent you that message privately.
Yeah, I guess I respond. And
okay, yeah, I mean, you can call him. Like, you're in Sector. If you
want. Yeah, I give him a call.
Okay. All right, yeah, he picks up. It's just an audio conversation.
Okay, when he picks up, I say... hello, this is the... I can't fake any... I got beat up in prison. How you doing?
Better than you, sounds like.
Yeah, well, I tried killing you and it took out... I've said 8-7, I forget now. I'm constant painkiller. Why am I always inebriated when I'm trying to deal with you? You're a pain in my ass.
I've heard that before.
That
from a you gotta, boyfriend.
You gotta stop saying that weird stuff. It comes off a little sexual, sir.
Hey, look, it's the way you interpret it. Yeah, so he's like, so, your valuable cargo?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, what do you plan to do about that?
I mean, that's why I'm calling you. What do you plan to do about it?
That's a conversation I think we should have.
We're talking
now. I'm willing to split it with you. The bounty, I mean. If you want to turn him in.
Well, what is that exact? Do I just hand him over to you?
Yeah. You can give him to me unconscious if it's possible. And he seems to trust you. Member of your crew, right? Just drug him. Give him to me. I'll keep him under. Take him back to Fotenhauer. We'll get paid.
What type of drugs do I use on him?
It's like, you have an auto doc?
Woo, we got an auto doc? Just gonna scream.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we got one of those. What do you need from it?
I can send you schematics. It can make you what you need.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think, we're, we're going to be somewhere pretty soon. The two nerds on board are help doing something with our computer system. I don't really, but we're going to be kind of stationary. We could probably do it then. Maybe just say that. I don't know what you. What's your? You be creative. How could you come to the ship and just stop by?
I can think of almost no reason that I should see you face to face and not kill you. Certainly not one that I can make up for somebody else. I don't know. Knock him out and leave him somewhere for me. Or we can make the exchange in space. Put him in a torpedo tube. I don't care. Just get him to my ship.
Does it hurt like salt in the wound when you get sand in the wound? I'm just wondering.
Angry silence.
Like, yeah, I guess it's still a little hurt. Yeah, that would hurt. Anyways, well, let me see what I can do. I'll go send me over the information for the drugs that you want me to drug them with, and I'll figure it out. I'll let you know when and where to go.
Okay. Yeah. So you get a schematic file for the autodoc, like a synth file that it can use to make drugs.
Okay. Yeah. I go and once again walk in. If for whatever reason the cameras have been reinstalled, I cut them. Like maybe Wu came in and repaired them.
Yeah, probably. Like, he probably fixed
the
them.
What fuck? Just cut them all.
Get rid of
them. Who keeps doing this?
Yeah. I tell Mr. Sakarian like exactly what just happened. I'm just like, we could, perhaps you could just, I don't know, jump out of the torpedo and karate chop him? How would that work?
Him picking me up, it's a smart idea by him, of course, not to just come aboard the ship. It means he still doesn't trust you or us, and that's wise of him. Getting him to a location is good. The fact that he gives you the option on where to drop me off means that we can set this up, so
sure.
Let's map out a place close to where we're completing this thing with Mr. Prospect. Actually, it doesn't say Mr. He says Prospect. And we'll find a good location and set up a trap there. I imagine that would work out just fine. When once we have him in our hold, he'll lead us to the husband. We'll accomplish that mission. And I imagine we can equip ourselves with a great deal of fantastic equipment at his disposal as well.
We're going to have to maybe bring Piani on board. If maybe we can send Pi over to the ship or something, try to take care of
that. We should bring everyone on board, yeah. This should
Okay, so we're going...
A full squad.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, I guess it's time for an annual meeting. I just kind of stare at you.
It does feel like that time, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get it before we talk to whatever... What are they doing to Pi? Why does he need upgrading? He doesn't need upgrading.
Honestly, as captain of the ship, I think you should take a little bit more of a careful look into that. The organization regards Pi as a bit of a demigod. It's possible that he's getting weird, and he's been a little bit more hysterical lately.
He wouldn't let me fire that gun. Like, since when does an AI make those type of calls?
Oh, I meant Mr. Prospect.
Oh.
Pi is...
Well, he's always been a little bit weird to me.
It's, above our understanding, I imagine, but...
Yeah.
Mr. Kovacs got weird like this, you know, just before...
Yeah, do we got before any stairs? End. Do we have stairs on?
That's true.
I think we do have some stairs. Maybe I'll talk...
There's stairs, yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to Prosper near some stairs. Maybe I'll...
Let's have that meeting. Let's update everyone on the situation. We're going to need everyone on to take out Fang. He's a very capable warrior, and once we have this mission accomplished, we can move on and... I'll try my best to remain in contact with Mr. Falcon and see what we can do about the Titan issue.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'll go get everyone. All right. Someone needs to fix these fucking cameras, and I just walk out. And I think I go and like schedule a meeting. But to me, this sounds like a good stopping point. Adam.
Sure.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, and you guys can formulate your plan at the beginning of the next one.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Cool.
All right.
I was about to ask XP, but then I remember this was Swan. we got him.
Oh God. the idea of that. I mean, I've heard stories.
Let's
it just requires, you know, a little more foresight. Like if you had written a goal that was like kill 7 cops,
no. Every mission we do, you completely. It's like, well, no, the ship's taken over by a robot, and you can't complete that mission. Yeah. Kind of.
It's not that you can't complete it. It's more complicated than you thought.
Well, I love and hate that more. About you. Let's just. If you could sneak in a little bit of experience in there at the same time, I think we'd have the best of both worlds. But yeah,
just slip it in.
On the we are level 3 on week like 20. I'm just putting it out there a little bit.
Like if you guys want to have 9. A conversation about how to write goals, that's okay. We can have that.
Hey, I take that one on the chin. You're absolutely right. Mine is destroy all the drugs ever.
Yeah. Become God.
Yeah, there's that one, basically.
Bring dinosaurs back.
I do admit that is my fault, yes.
My goal is very achievable. Soon, Pi will be the God of the universe, and then we'll be A-okay.
There we go. What were we going to say, Wheat?
Oh, no, I just...
It'll just be... We'll be on episode, like, 48, and it'll be like, you'll all be level 5. And then one episode will happen, and then the next week everyone will be level 20 because everyone will get their goals all at once.
There you go.
I know. I'm just teasing you. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. My two goals are actually one is basically like, well, one, I don't play the character anymore, so I don't know how that's going to work. And two, I didn't impress others with quick wit and on the spot thinking at all. I just shot some cops. That wasn't really quick wit.
No, it wasn't.
Did I get XP for killing the cops?
No.
Two XP? You were thinking on the spot. You were just
unless your goal is fuck the police, you don't get experience for shooting the cops and getting away with it.
Okay. Next time. Fuck the police.
Commit murder business.
There you go. All right, let's do some shout outs and close it out. Jeff, I know you're mid conversation, but you want to start us off?
Yeah, no, thanks guys. And like I said, I'm giving Adam crap, but I fucking love the show and have an amazing time. So hopefully you guys are as well. A lot of lore came out in this episode, and I always geek out about what the people are going to do with that and their theories and stuff like that. That's half the fun for me. For me personally, as always, just follow me on Twitter. That's the essential. I stream on Twitch, mostly StarCraft lately, but a lot of CSGO. Not so much the other games, but I'm dabbling and trying. I almost played Grand Theft Auto. Came dangerously close to that.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's coming. Maybe a third game in there. I'm heading off to San Diego to play some Warhammer 40K. If that kind of stuff interests you, just follow my Twitter. I tweet about it all the time. And then I'm going to actually appear on stream tomorrow for Frontline Gaming_TV on Twitch. They do Tuesdays and Thursdays broadcast of Warhammer games. They're really funny guys. They drink beers and they have a good time while playing. So it might be one of the ways. I know a lot of people have been asking, like, how do I get into it? This is the best way. If this looks like something you want to, you know, do for yourself, then... For God's sakes, watch other people do it first. Yeah, but before you spend $1,000 and then try to explain.
No, just do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
isn't that what you did?
No. I saw
Artifacts. Like an Warhammer.
But yeah, I'll be playing two games tomorrow, specifically starting at 4 p.m. on that channel. My Nids against Skitari first and then Dark Eldar. And both these guys are absolutely my bitches. I'm going to murder stomp them. So it's good. I want more people to watch. If I was gonna lose, I'd be like, tune in later. But no, they're just starting. They're getting into the Twitch universe and they're over the moon with like 150 or 200 people. So I want to bring it down with like 300 or 400 people to tune in. So
awesome. What time is this tomorrow?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. What time zone?
Pacific.
7 o'clock. Yeah, I can host it for an hour.
Please do. That'd be great. Awesome. Yeah, you guys can help. Like I said, if they have 1,000 people, they will like they'll like run around like not knowing what to do. It'll be like
shit their pants.
Quick, somebody call mom. I don't know. Like so, it'll be really fun.
Send me a text because otherwise I will forget. So
okay, we'll do. Thank you. And I think we have Solemn next week, and we'll talk about Swan Song. But it seems like we can keep it rolling. So thank you all for tuning in.
Cool stuff, Wheat. You want to do some shout-outs?
Yo, I'll be in Chicago this weekend at C2E2. I'll be there for like 3-4 days. So if you're going to be at the show, stop by, say hello. I'll be literally in the middle of the fucking of C2E2. There is a little Twitch stage. And we do actually have some really cool content this upcoming show. I'm really stoked. I get to interview Jonathan Hickman, which I'm sure many people who are into comics know, but most recently East of West. So I'm really excited to talk with him about that. And then Min from Comic Book Men is going to be there. We're gonna interview him, and I'm actually so excited because Preacher is one of his favorite books of all time, and Preacher is also one of my favorite books. And recently they just cast Jesse Custard. And so there's a lot of shit to talk about. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter, DJ Wheat. It'll be on / Twitch.
There you go. Yep. Steven, do some shout outs, sir.
So like some of you may have been wondering over the course of the show today, what the fuck was going on with the shirts? I think it's time to reveal.
I think nobody noticed.
Yeah, no, completely subtle. I was trying desperately to find my damn Swan Song shirt so I could wear it while playing Swan Song. And every time I would like run around and tear apart my terrifyingly destroyed apartment looking for the shirt, and I couldn't find it. So
it was great. We all got to see Steven naked like four or five times.
It was like, just boobies on screen constantly.
The curtains match the drapes, by the way.
Man, hair like this?
Yeah.
You know it. Up and down. Oh, yeah. So, with that mental image in mind, you should follow me on Twitch and Twitter and YouTube at Silent Osiris. It's the same address everywhere. It's Silent Zero Osiris with a zero. I'm actually starting to stream again some. So I've been doing like some early morning, like 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time streams for Titan Souls. And you should definitely come check that out or check it out on YouTube. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And, I'll be doing some other stuff on stream after that. So it should be worth your while to check me out.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Nice. I was looking at the guy that was cast as Jesse. I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got like four. They've got like the main three. They've got Tulip and, Tulip has been cast. Jesse's been cast. The Sheriff's been cast. And then,
it's what's his name? That's what you said. Pinkman, he's doing it. Or whatever his name is, right? What's this guy's name?
What? The guy
Walter Goggins. Jesse Pinkman's Aaron Paul.
No, it's Walter Goggins that's doing the preacher.
The guy that played most recently, the guy that plays the young, old Howard Stark's father.
Yeah, yeah. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm. And in a lot of shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Agent Carter.
Interesting. Yeah. Last but not least, Adam, you want to do some shout outs?
Yeah, absolutely. I missed you, Swan Song. I missed you real bad. If people want more of Adam related shenanigans, just follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. Follow me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost. I have a busy continuing week ahead of me. Tomorrow, I've got a little short intro, like how to set up a roll 20 game for my upcoming Apocalypse World game I'm going to be doing soon. So you can check that out. That's going to be on my channel and at Roll20 app. And then Friday right here, we got Being Everything Else with me and crazy shirt over there.
True.
And then Sunday, there's going to be a certain balalaika playing Russian attending the West Marches and trying to cure his leprosy, Steven. And then immediately after that, I'm doing my Swan Song GM turn. So busy week of nerd crap for me. And you can follow me on Twitch or on Twitter and check
that
stuff out.
Can you do a Q&A tonight?
Yeah, it's up already. I'll repost it in. Yeah, I'm a pro. I had it up as soon as we were done. I'll retweet that link and we'll get that QA action going.
There you go. All right, first hour is already up over at youtube.com/hitmejp if you missed it. Drop Frames is also up from earlier in the day. What are we doing tomorrow? I think tomorrow's just a normal stream on both day and night. Tomorrow night we're going to be playing Mario Kart. If anyone has it on the call, feel free to stop in because it's like a 16-player game or 8-player game or some shit. Wheat, you're leaving tomorrow, right? You take off?
I am.
Okay.
I'll be gone till Monday.
All right. Well, that's all I got. MBJP.com/schedule for everything else coming up in the future. That's it. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll let you know when we're doing Swan Song as soon as possible. Again, thanks everyone for purchasing the shirt. By the way, we do appreciate that. I think we tapped out right at like 1,900 sold, which is fucking crazy.
Amazing.
So thank you everyone for all the support, and we'll see you guys next time. We're out. Bye-bye.
Peace.